This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A very pleasant, good Wednesday afternoon from your friends, Grant and Danny, here on The Fan from our Half Street Studios. Darris Dameron on the production. Our guy, Toby Altizer. In-house. We're happy to be with you for what is one of the shortest broadcasts in the history of this program. 40 minutes. Took me almost as long to drive into the radio station today as it will take to do this show.
We are 10% done with our broadcast today. What's up, buddy? Sorry. I'm sorry, state of Pennsylvania. Not today. None of y'all, or excuse me, yins, get to dance. Book your vacays. Your spring's all free. Go find that golf course. Go find that tropical island. My Washington Capitals, GP. Not yours, not everyone else's. My Washington Capitals, we're dancing. I'll see you in the postseason.
Yeah, what an absolutely great night for Capitals fans, for Washington, D.C. sports. Really disappointing to see now that the Penguins will have an 82nd game of their season tonight.
Just hate to see it.
Against the Islanders is for absolutely nothing. And I do feel bad about that. So text your buddy who's a Penguins fan and just let them know that you're sorry that their game this evening is irrelevant and means absolutely nothing in the standings. But the Washington Capitals did clinch a playoff spot last night, and they did it in typical Caps fashion. It was not easy. There was anxiety. Tensions were through the roof. But they went on the road. They won a third straight game, three in a row, where we don't go. The old Joe Gibbs sign, when the then Redskins had to win five in a row to get into the playoffs. He put a sign up in the locker room, so every time the guys walked out of the door, it said five in a row or we don't go. Three in a row for the Caps or they were dead. And they pulled it off. They did it on the road in Philly, second night of a back-to-back last night. Behind some of their veteran core, former Cup hero, stars, starting with Alex Ovechkin, who scored 24 goals in the final 36 games of the season, including the first goal last night to get the Capitals on the board, 1-0, and then it was TJ Oshie with the game tied at 1 late in the third period, scoring an empty netter to win the contest and send the Caps into the playoffs. Who else would you rather have Danny score that game-winning goal than Osh, who's been battling with major back problems all season? His career, his season derailed by his back locking up on him pretty routinely, but he keeps coming back. He keeps fighting. Nobody loves hockey, loves being on the ice more than him. The kind of guy that drags his teammates into the fight, as they say in hockey dressing rooms. And he was the one with his patience skating down the boards last night to fire a pretty skilled shot into the net to win the game.
A little stick handle while you're at it, right? Inadvertent bounce off of the leg of the defenseman. And, of course, Hoesch crosses him up a little bit, basketball style, gets a little space and puts it home. And the release. That's my favorite part, is when grown men get it, right? Where this is not rubbing it in someone's face and not some choreographed dance and you can't see me or whatever the hell people do. That primal, unleashed, holy crap, we just did something special, that he had, his teammates had, genuine jubilation for the good guys. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it was just as good a night as Caps fans could ask for. A bunch of you guys sent me photos. I know you were making the trip up 95 or hopping on the train and went to the game. It was not a great atmosphere considering it was a play-in game for Washington. And for the Flyers, they could have made the playoffs where they went in some help. By the way, speaking of that, how funny is it that, as it turned out and fortuitous for a Capitals team, that punched a playoff ticket despite a goal differential of almost minus 40, a season of some good fortunes. Last night felt a little different. There was a puck that went into the net behind Charlie Lindgren on an
I was going to bring that up.
A whistle early in the game would have made it 1-1. Now, the right call was made because players had stopped playing and then the puck bounced off of a Flyer and into the net. But it was the kind of break over many, many, many years that either goes against the Capitals or they just don't get.
Right.
Went their way last night. And then the Red Wings, with 3 seconds left, tied their game. If the Red Wings went to overtime or won, the Flyers were eliminated. By scoring and making it 4-4, they went to overtime, and the Flyers got eliminated. That happened 1 minute and 45 seconds in real time ahead of Philadelphia pulling its goalie. John Tortorella hadn't gotten word yet on the bench that the Red Wings had won. And I don't know if he would have done something differently or should he have done something differently. I'd imagine, just for the sake of maybe, you know, spirit of competition, you probably would have kept your goalie in if you've already been
eliminated.
You
just played it normal, yeah.
And then the Caps would have had to win the game, or else they would have been eliminated if they lost in overtime or a shootout last night. Instead, he doesn't get the word. Less than 2 real-life minutes after the Red Wings have forced overtime and the Flyers get eliminated, they decide to pull their goalie in a tie game, which you don't see. And in a 1-1 game, Oshie scores the empty netter. So a lot of things went the Caps' way, but they made their own breaks down the stretch. They played really hard. They battled for Spencer Carberry. They overcame immense adversity. And it's going to be a lot of fun to welcome playoff hockey back to Washington, D.C. See, in Pittsburgh, they're going to go a second straight year without the playoffs for the first time in the Crosby era. We don't know what that's like here. We don't do that.
We don't do that.
15 playoff appearances in 17 years for Ovechkin since he first made the playoffs in the Rock the Red era, and the Caps keep their streak alive now of not having missed the playoffs in 2 straight seasons since I was in high school back in 2006.
Yeah, it's so wild, too, because if you just said on its surface, hey, this organization has made the playoffs 15 of 17 years, so we're really celebrating this one? If you know, you know. If you watched this year, if you understood what happened, if you understood the white flag being raised, and I'm not criticizing that, by the way, it was the right call. You and I think, advocated for it. I don't want to speak for you, but I thought it was intuitive that this older, slower, bloated veteran group needed a scalpel. You needed to move on from a Mantha who could bring you something back. You needed to move on from Kuznetsov and just cut bait at something that just simply wasn't working. Multiple coaches, multiple times, they did everything they possibly could. Please play like the superstar that you can. And it never happened. So this group, with all those guys doing what they were supposed to do, with Backstrom coming back and being healthy, with Oshie being available on most nights, was probably a fringe playoff team. You subtract those guys, for the most part, again, Oshie's obviously here, and they shouldn't have been. But here they are, doing something that they shouldn't have been doing. As you mentioned, almost a negative 40 goal differential. That doesn't happen. And here they are in the postseason. If you know, you know. It was just too much fun to root for this group as assembled.
It took Ovi. It took Ovechkin scoring the goal and Oshie scoring the game winner and Lindgren 66 saves on the final 67 shots he saw this season, standing on his head down the stretch. But the Capitals are playoff bound, as heard last night right here on The Fan.
Malenstein and Oshie ready alongside, and it's one cleanly. Back to Carlson. He feeds it out to center. Start spreading the news. The Capitals are going to the postseason. They are going to the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Philadelphia. The Capitals take on the Rangers in game one this weekend at Madison Square Garden.
John Walton, an excellent call. Sportsman, go back 6 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
On the 11th of April, last Thursday night, the Sabres beat the Capitals 4-2. That night, we all knew. That's when the dream died a little bit, right? We did.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the show. This is the season. You get in, probably, if you win, and you don't if you lose. Then you were staring at a must-win 6 points out of a possible six. Against the Lightning coming to your place on Saturday with a lot to play for. Against the Bruins vying for a division title coming to your place on Monday. And then at the Flyers. The final two games back-to-back, 3 and 4 days. Just the deck stacked against you. Injuries along your blue line, forcing you to call up kids. And the Caps just kept on coming all season long for Spencer Carberry, who, by the way, Junkies regular guest every single week here on The Fan. First year in the National Hockey League. Headed to the postseason, absolutely should be a finalist for and may well win the Jack Adams Award as the Coach of the Year in the National Hockey League.
Certainly deserves it. I mean, I know I'm biased, but again, doing this with this group, I think is makes you merit worthy, right? Someone else might win it, and that's fine. But as long as he's in the conversation to get recognized for taking this particular group to the postseason, it's on all credit equal, man. Badass.
Go check out my most recent tweets. There's a brand new shirt, I Love Carbs,
yep,
that we've got at the 106.7 The Fan merch shop. I've got a link there for you right now. A couple of my buddies have already sent me the screen grabs of their receipts that they went and got those to get their hands on them now so that they have their shirt in time for the playoffs. There's also an excellent shirt. Whoever came up with this is brilliant. Minus 37 goal differential.
Sorry about it.
Which is so good because all of the fans in Detroit and Pittsburgh and Philly, now, these whiners are upset that the Capitals got in and their team didn't. You shouldn't get to get in with a minus 37 goal differential. Some clown tweeted me last night yelling about the goal differential. He's like, this is ridiculous that they're in the playoffs. This is absurd. You should apologize. If only there was like an 82-game season that we could play, 82 times where everyone played to try to figure out who deserved to make the playoffs and who didn't. Maybe we could try to schedule that next time.
We'll get it going, yeah.
To make sure that the right team gets in.
Let's get that in front of the right people and try to implement that idea to sort of determine it.
Yeah. Did the Penguins play the Capitals this year?
Sure did.
What was the goal differential in the game 2 games ago when the Caps beat them 6-0? Tally that up and get back to me, Penguins fans. I mean, the Red Wings people that are yelling at you, as if they didn't just play a week and a half ago and Charlie Lindgren, as a brick wall, didn't steal a game with 42 saves, and Washington didn't beat Detroit on their ice in their building. You had your chances, folks. You had your opportunities. You had 6 months and 82 games to sort it out. Sorry about your luck. This was the great, young, the youngest coach in the NHL, Spencer Carberry, my favorite Carbs, post-game Carbs after the win.
Wow. Wow. What a moment. And you guys, I'm so proud of this group. This group was counted out months ago. No, they won't be able to achieve this. No, that's it. They're done. No, they're not going to be able to make it to the playoffs and be a playoff team. And what this team and the character inside this room, what it continued to do day after day after day, A, came to work, put their hard hats on, whether it was practice, whether it was film, but B, showed up every night on the road out west. We'd have a tough night. The next night we would fight and respond and find a way to win hockey games, no matter what anybody outside this room said. I'm so proud of this group. Congratulations.
Now, I know it ain't right for air. Give me F-bomb carbs. Give me fired up F-bomb carbs every single day and twice on Sunday, bro. That's what that's my favorite carbs right there.
I love a lot of things about Spencer Carberry's post-game addresses.
Sure.
There is a almost a youth sports feel to how he does it that I think is really romantic almost. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. How he just goes around the room and points out some things he liked from the game. And I'm sure this is semi-common in a lot of dressing rooms, right? But I haven't quite seen it like this with the Capitals where he'll go, tonight I just, look, everybody played hard. I love you all, but a couple things. Let's talk about Beck Malenstein blocking that shot in the second. And everyone's like, Beck, you know, and he's like, oh, got us started with a big goal there. Needed that one. Net front, what I tell you, hang out in the crease. Good things happen. And he just kind of, and he's like, and one guy who's been a warrior for us all year long, we just got to celebrate him. Another one for Chucky.
Chucky.
And everyone's like, yeah. He just goes around the room, makes everybody feel good. Meanwhile, the losing coach last night, John Tortorella, after the game talking about how, yeah, he did not know that the Flyers had already been eliminated.
Look at me eliminated?
He pulled his goalie to try to win so they could make the playoffs, and he didn't have to do it because they'd already been eliminated.
With regards to the goalie pull, were you getting info about the status of the Detroit game, or was that, were you solely focused on this one?
I get info on the Detroit game right after they scored their empty netter. I think it happened pretty close together. But I was pulling them. I'm pulling them. And that was the right time to pull him. Didn't know anything was going on with Detroit at that time, but immediately after that, our video guys told us that Detroit just went to overtime.
Do you think if he got word that the Red Wings had just advanced to overtime, gotten the loser point at the least, and eliminated Philadelphia, do you think Tortorella would have pulled the goalie or not?
Oh, no. No. He's here to make you miserable. His existence is he was put on this earth to care about his guys and screw you.
But the guys on the ice don't know. You've talked already about the plan. If not before the game, I know they all knew the score because if I knew it, the Flyers knew it, right? But certainly before the period, hey, guys, if it's tied, this is weird, but we're coming to get you. Here's how we're going to do this. We're going 6-on-5, season's on the line. And they don't know what's going on. They're not scoreboard watching. I think you're right. I think had he have gotten word, you don't pull the goalie and you just play it out and you try to get two more points and a win and basically you go down on your shield, so to speak. Maybe there's a little bit of, oh, the Red Wings eliminated us, so now we eliminate them kind of thing.
No,
I don't know.
I think Torts is, if you are not in this room, I hate your guts. I'm here to antagonize you. So he would have gone to all the overtimes he could. If they could have gone to the old rules and played 30 overtimes just to make the Capitals miserable, he would have done that. So I really don't think he would have pulled the goalie, but I also don't care. Sorry, the game of telephone didn't work quick enough. You know, I have been on the bad side of too many breaks over the years to worry about one coming back in my general direction. I'm still a couple of decades of life, quite frankly.
I think we have ourselves a playoff anthem or a win anthem for the Capitals. So this does not sound like Calma to me. I prefer Calma to this. I'm not a country music guy. I don't know this song at all. So maybe, Darius, you can come back in next segment with it for me. Do you know the song Talladega Nights by a country star named Eric Church?
I think I know that song, yeah.
Talladega Nights by Eric Church. I didn't know this was a thing, but after the game last night, the Caps post a video of the boys singing in the dressing room.
Oh, the star of the fall, the real world started. It was a gift to go on. Made it up, got to run. And it is a whole way to play.
Players clapping last night at their lockers. They're all singing. They go around the room panning to each guy, and they take their little solo. Talladega Nights, Eric Church. I would say it's a hockey thing, but we've seen it in all sports now where, you know, the Phillies go on their run. They've got a song they're blaring over the loudspeaker. So maybe this is the song going into the playoffs for the Caps as they get ready to head to the Big Apple to take on the one seed.
Yeah, just walking into a buzzsaw, but who cares?
President's Trophy, New York Rangers. And you know what I say to that, Danny? Why not?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? No one's going to expect them to win? This is the first time really in this era, truly, where this is complete house money.
Yep.
Expectations are minuscule. Like the previous first round exits, they haven't gotten out of the first round since 18.
Mm-hmm.
As a several year window, that's a massive failure.
Yeah, those were disappointing. Yeah,
it's not okay.
For sure.
This year, though, doesn't feel like some of those other years. This is an unfathomable playoff berth when you're talking about a minus 37 goal differential. No team's gotten into the playoffs having been outscored by 37 goals since 1991 before the Capitals. I was three. They got outscored in every period this year. If you look at first, second, third periods, break them down, overtime, in every period this year, Danny, they've been outscored. And yet, because they went 22-11-4 in one-goal games, might play a few of those in the playoffs, by the way.
Those are interesting.
The boys are on to the second season. I tried to kind of rank some of the craziness of the year because I think a lot of people maybe weren't paying a lot of attention to the Capitals, and now you're going, why is everyone making such a big deal? This is a good team every year. Of course they made the playoffs. This is just different. Nicholas Backstrom, who they paid $9 million, was the top center on the team start of the year, effectively retired, left the club. Their number two center on the second line, Evgeny Kuznetsov, who was their best player when they won the Cup in 2018, was an $8 million player, one of the highest paid guys on the team. He left the club and then got traded. They had a $5.7 million wing who was leading them in goals. He gets moved at the deadline. They had a $5 million goalie they pay a lot to be a star who completely fell apart.
He's just a passenger, a guy that watches the games.
They turned to a 30-year-old journeyman backup who's been amazing. They sold at the deadline. Mantha, Kuzi, Edmondson gone. They tried to trade Pacioretty. He said, no, thank you. I enjoy it here, and I've got a family, so I'll just stay put. I think they would have traded Dowd if he was healthy. Dowd just happened to be hurt at that time. He was massive this week at 34 years old, helping to lead them down the stretch. They added draft picks for a rebuild. That was their priority, not the season. And they're here. And since the deadline, they've lost Rasmus Sandin to injury. They've seen Nick Jensen get stretchered off the ice, not moving. They've got another pretty decent defenseman, Ethan Bear, who's not on the team right now. He's in the program getting some help personally off the ice. So they've called up these defensemen from Hershey. Vinny Iorio was playing in his seventh NHL game this week with a playoff spot on the line. Dylan McElrath, who had the assist on the Ovi goal last night, career AHL hockey player. Be the equivalent of like the Nats in a game to get into the World Series calling up this dude with 500 AAA games who has no real experience of any quality in the NHL and getting huge production. That's what happened with McElrath last night, who's the captain of the Hershey Bears. But the big boys obviously starred too. Ovi, 24 goals, 36 games down the stretch. How about a 54-goal pace for Ovechkin in the second half of the season? 54-goal pace. He's back. John Carlson, at 34 years old, Danny, led the NHL in time on ice this year.
Bigger number, Carlson's age or his average time on ice down the stretch? It's like the same.
34 to 29 minutes, something like that. Lindgren played 25 of the final 28 games. Vezina winning performance in the final 5 weeks of the
year. Unbelievable.
Led the NHL in wins. Last night, they had eight guys on the ice as they cemented a playoff spot who were Hershey Bears Calder Cup champions last year. And this year, they had 11 players playing on this team that played in Hershey last year. Guys like McMichael, who started on the third line, are now top line center. Hendrix LaPierre, Alexi Protas, Beck Malenstein. Just awesome to watch what's happened. The Capitals are headed to the playoffs. Grant and Danny with you. We got some quarterback news ahead of the draft to break down on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. Charlie and Dave, Nats pregame is only 10 minutes away right now. 3:10 first pitch for the Nationals. Rubber match with the Dodgers. They got a chance to win the series. Jake Irvin on the hill. We could preview the matchup before we get out of here in a few minutes. By the way, I do want to say the Nats sent over replica World Series rings to the radio station here at 106.7 The Fan, and I saw one of them today.
Oh, I want to see it. Where is it?
It is gorgeous. Absolutely
That's
beautiful.
Awesome.
It's heavy. It looks like a World Series ring like you've got and I've got.
Yeah, well, you and I earned them. I mean, you know what we did.
I played left field. You played first base.
That's right, man. Those throws don't pick themselves.
Go check out. I posted a video of the ring on Instagram at Grant H. Paulson if you want to look at it. But they're giving out 20,000 first people in the ballpark.
So cool.
Saturday night. It's going to be a huge celebration all weekend long. Now, Brian Dozier was on with the Junkies today. And he said that he thinks Steven Strasburg's going to be there this weekend. And so everyone is now assuming Steven Strasburg's going to be there. The Nationals, for what it's worth, did put out a list of the players they're expecting to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven Strasburg was not on that list. I've done some digging, let's say.
Okay.
Best I can tell, I don't think Steven Strasburg's going to be there. Now, I hope I'm surprised. I hope his music hits and he just walks out of the tunnel and he comes up the steps and Nats fans go crazy. But it seems to me like Strass is probably not going to return, which I'll be really annoyed about because he and the team seem to get on the right page about 2 weeks ago. But Dozier today said, I think Strass will be there. I just don't know how plugged in he is. He's been on his farm doing, you know. He's
hanging out shirtless dancing a coma.
Yeah,
I imagine him still.
If this song hits while someone's giving a speech or something pregame, my God.
Like if they WWE this thing?
It's Strasburg's music. Finish the story, Steven. Finish the story.
So I'll tell you this. He should, like, as they're doing, like, the ceremony, if they do have it, again, we're getting over our skis here. But if they have a thing and they've Jerome Hureska's announced everybody, right? The music hits. Now you got the ability to lower those lights. Now you got a little bit of a red and a blue situation.
Oh, there you go.
You bullpen this thing, right? He comes out of right field, like he's just getting loose to come in and start the game. And he jogs in from the bullpen. So you get the extended. Right, so people realize what's going on. Pandemonium. Pandemonium.
Well, let's get real crazy here.
Yeah.
Nobody knows it yet, but he's been added to the 25-man roster. He starts the game.
Okay. Can you?
He starts the game.
I'm having.
You know what? Let's get even crazier.
Grant.
No hitter.
Grant, what are you?
Steven Strasburg.
Come on, man.
Back from the dead. He can now move his arm and do all the stuff he needs to do again. No hitter. And then he walks into the sunset. What do you think?
Now, if you're asking me would I like that, the answer is yes,
Caps
I would.
Caps made the playoffs last night with Charlie Lindgren in net and the Hershey Bears in front of him.
So I get Strauss 92-94 again, wipe
yeah,
out, change
not?
Up, and a hammer. I just get it again.
Everything's coming up, DC.
I just get to have it again.
The draft is 8 days away. Here is my draft take today. We're going to have to wait till tomorrow to expound upon this. I want to talk about this a lot, though. I think I've got my smoking gun. I think I've got the evidence I need to convict the Commanders being guilty of drafting Jaden Daniels. I am ready to slam the gavel. They have done what they could to keep their secrets. Schefter's come out and said, I think they're going Jaden Daniels. You know, the rumblings, all the leaves blowing in the direction of Jaden Daniels. I've been predicting that'll be the way this goes for months. But I think if it's not a smoking gun, Danny, it's a gun that smells like smoke.
With fingerprints on it? That's what you think?
Yesterday, when they did their little, everyone who's ever played college football's in our building at the same time, and we're doing a bunch of group activities, and we're all going to put together group projects and present them in front of the class kind of thing, which I don't know if you saw this. They took everybody to Topgolf.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was awesome.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
By the way, and that Topgolf there in Ashburn is like the Topgolf. That place is enormous and awesome.
Gorgeous and incredible.
Yeah.
I'm sure they had a big party, and some finger foods were passed, and they hit some golf balls. Actually, legitimately, shtick aside, I think that is a hilariously awesome, really cool idea. Whoever that was, if that's Peters, who I love, or if that's Dan Quinn, full marks to whoever decided, let's just take a bunch of college kids to Topgolf. Very cool. But Danny, when the quarterbacks came in to Dulles Airport, Drake May got in a car and rode over to Ashburn in an Uber. J.J. McCarthy, according to all the reporting being done by some account that's like a D.C. paparazzi account, J.J. McCarthy gets in a car and just gets dropped off in Ashburn, not Jaden Daniels. For Jaden Daniels, you know what happened? Dan Quinn drove over to the airport and picked up Jaden Daniels with Adam Peters in the car. You'll remember on his first night on the job when Dan Quinn landed and was getting ready for his press conference the next morning on a snowy night in Ashburn, that Adam Peters was walking across the jetway out at the airport to go greet him and give him a big hug so their wives could embrace. It was an important thing, right? A big moment in the organization.
Hmm.
This is how we do things around here. We show you how much we love
personal you. Touch is to show we care.
Yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Michael Penix saw a video of him walking through the airport, going and getting in an Uber. Sounds like, to my knowledge, I did ask. I was told schedules are important here. You know, we don't know who's available and who isn't. So most guys just caught Ubers. Most guys did. You're right. One guy didn't. The head coach of the football team and the GM of the football team got in a car, drove to the airport. It was important enough for them to pick up Jaden Daniels. Danny Ruye, my case has been rested. We are 8 days from the NFL draft. You can put Jaden Daniels on the board, my
Listen,
guy.
They very well might take Jaden Daniels. In fact, I think it's a likely outcome. Extremely likely.
Are you going to move to the Jaden Daniels camp? You've been saying Drake May.
Not because of this. Like this is beyond the nothing. This is like pre-matter. Before the universe existed, there was antimatter. This would fall into that category. Like, so if a guy's available to pick Jaden Daniels up, but no one else was, and but it was a lesser employee, like, oh, the assistant GM picked up Michael Penix. So that he's lower on their board. No.
Dismiss as much as you'd like to. Shot down every one of these dumb rumors. When Jaden Daniels landed, it was sunny. But when Drake May landed, it was raining. All this stupid stuff, every which way. Everyone's looking for something. You can't tell me that going and getting one of the quarterbacks from the airport and picking them up and driving them to your facility as the three best friends anyone could have, the head coach, the GM, and the quarterback. Oh, by the way, the guy that it's most likely to be, according to the betting odds anyway, isn't interesting when three other guys get there, they take their bags, they drag them behind themselves, they throw them in the back of some Dodge Neon, and then some guy named Frank drives them to Ashburn. He's like, who are you? And they're like, oh, I'm the quarterback at Michigan.
It would be interesting if they had to bypass the other three guys and only took Jaden, not you three. You guys catch an Uber. But maybe he landed first. I mean, come on, dude. Seriously?
Smoking gun.
Oh, come on.
Jaden Daniels to the Commanders.
Mm.
More on that tomorrow. Nationals baseball next. Really great day to be only have a 40-minute show. It's not like anybody clinched the playoffs. There's not a draft in 8 days. We'll get back to work tomorrow, though.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.